Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your host, Coach Norm. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Building Bridges podcast. For my regular listeners, I appreciate you and your support thus far. And to those first timers, welcome to the podcast. All right, let's build a bridge. All right, today's episode, we're going to be talking about trying to fit in. That's right, trying to fit in. And we've all been there before. You know, if you think back to even pre-K, right? Kids are always trying to fit in someplace, whether it's friends, teachers, whatever. You're always trying to fit in. But if you look at today at your life right now, now we're adults. And some of us are still trying. We're still trying to worm our way into places and be in a place that we just want to be. Whether it's a new school, it's a new job, or maybe even a blended family, right? There's so many different dynamics to wanting to try to fit in. Now, there are times where this can be extremely promising. However, most times when we're trying to fit in, it's usually in places or situations where we really don't want to be, or two, even worse, we're not even wanted. And I'm gonna let that settle in your spirit for a second. Because I know if you're hearing me right now, you're thinking the wheels are turning. You know, are you trying to fit in? Am I trying to fit in over here? Do they really want me over here? Think about that for a second, right? Because if you're trying to fit in and it's just proven to be that hard, chances are they might not really want you there. You see, because when folks want you with them, they will invite you and welcome you with open arms. There shouldn't be any stipulations on why. Just a genuine invitation of welcomeness. So regardless of your background, your stature, your anything, they are just willing to bring you into the fold, right? As a matter of fact, depending on the situation, if there are things that you lack, they'll go out of their way to ensure that you have what you need. Now, I just want to be clear that fitting in, it really is subjective to many people, right? Because you'll hear people say that, you know, trying to fit in makes you a follower and not a leader. Well, it depends on what you're trying to fit into, right? And this is why I'm extremely careful in selecting my words when I speak to the people. There is no one size fits all in this area. And I say that because there will be times when you will need to fit in. And then there'll be times where you won't be able to fit in, right? But those times when you do need to fit in, you have to ask yourself, what is it going to cost me, right? The fitting in should be about the work or the task or that family dynamic, right? But if you're like me and don't drink and don't smoke, don't party like that, then happy hour at the job is not for you, right? In that case, I could kind of care less if I don't fit in. But each one of us has an internal line that we don't want to cross. And it's going to vary from person to person. Now, this is incredibly important because if you're trying to fit in at a new place of employment, or any place for that matter, and the only way that they will accept you is if you cross your own line, then you really, like I said, you got to ask yourself, is it worth it? Right? Is it worth it to you to cross your own line on some moral grounds that you said you wouldn't do and that's not how you are, but just because they want you in or they say they want you in, you have to do X, Y, and Z just to get in. Sometimes it's just really not worth it. Now, you know how building bridges does. You know I'm going to bring the word of God in, so just hang on for a second. And it brings me to a word that I'm thinking about, right? About peculiar. What does this mean? It means to be strange or odd, unusual, or particular about something. I'm going to read a scripture here, and it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people." Okay? Now, I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to read the whole scripture, but you can find it in 1 Peter 2 and 9. Now, I understand that my audience is extremely diverse, right? But if you can, Let me talk to those church folk for a second. Let me speak to those Christians. Everybody else, just hang on for a minute. Don't go nowhere. This still pertains to you, but there's a point that I want to pull out here, all right? So if you walk in with Christ, I want to speak to you for just a half a second. I'm talking about those that have been repentant. I'm talking about those that have been baptized in Jesus' name. I'm talking about the ones that have been filled with the tongue talking Holy Ghost, if you will. See, when Peter wrote this, he was talking to a group of people that were suffering religious persecution, right? They were simply being persecuted because of what they believed. So you see, you are strange. You are odd. You are unusual. You are particular about some things. You are not supposed to be able to fit in. You are not supposed to fit into every situation or circumstance. You are not supposed to fit in to every group. Now think about this. You cannot take a square peg and put it into a round hole. It doesn't work. All right, all right. Let me back up. Let me calm down. Everybody else come on back in. All right, all right. Now, think about this for a second. We have to understand that there will be times where no matter how bad we try, no matter what we do, no matter what and how we try to please them, we just don't fit in. Now, I want you to know that this is not always a bad thing for you. Think about it. There are just too many special and wonderful things about you that you shouldn't have to try to rearrange your life to fit in with a group of people, especially if they don't want you there. See, I'm trying to get us to think beyond race, right? It's not about just that. I'm talking about types of people. I'm talking about conceited people. I'm talking about rich people. I'm talking about poor people. I'm talking about like-minded people. I'm talking about all kinds of people. We all encounter different types of people all the time, but there has to be a line that you won't allow them to allow you to cross. Now think on that. Just give me 30 seconds while I pay this bill, all right? Okay, I'm back, and hopefully you've self-assessed on how this topic affects you personally. See, we have to come to an understanding that sometimes the no's in our lives come to protect us from things unseen. We all want things. We all want someone, right? But we have to learn something. And I personally have learned over the years that if it doesn't happen, it's probably for my own good. You have to be the best version of you. There is no one more qualified for the job. If you keep trying to fit in too much, you run the risk of becoming them or just like them. You start doing things because they said, and you start caring more about what they said. So ultimately, that means that you're not your authentic self. And see, the downfall to that is the people that has been with you from day one start to look at you differently. And it's not because they're jealous. Sometimes it's because it's not you anymore. You have changed. You have put yourself in a position to want to be like them or her or him or whatever it is and try to have what they have. And so what's ended up happening is you trying to fit in has conformed you to someone different. Now, to my fellow Christians out there, those that walk with Christ, listen to this. Stop trying to fit in with all of this stuff around you. Jesus said something. He said, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. You can find that in John 15 and 19. And all Jesus is simply saying that, yes, we're in the world, we're not of the world. So every time you try to fit in someplace and you're wondering why it's not working out, it's because you're not supposed to be there. Now, I said to my fellow Christians, but now let me speak to those of you, and you know I respect you, that may not walk with Christ, or maybe you don't even believe in God, but guess what? I love you anyway. There's nothing that says I can't love you and show love towards you. You also must understand that when you're trying to be someplace that you're not wanted, or someplace that you're not really too comfortable, you got to understand that there's a reason for it. There's a reason why you can't go over there. There's a reason why it's a special club. There's a reason why membership is needed. It may be for your best that you don't try to fit in with that group of people. I want you to hold on to that. And I want to leave you with this. Trying to fit in, it does has its benefit when you're wanted. But if you're not, then any issues that come out of it are self-inflicting. Be the best you. Listen, keeping it short and sweet this time. As always, I pray something was said that inspired you, motivated you, or at least provoked you in thought. Y'all keep building those bridges. God bless.